You are listening to Visit Longford, Ireland's hidden gem. The interview podcast series with tourism providers in County Longford. If you feel the need for speed, then perhaps Midland Karting just outside Edwardstown, Longford is the place for you. Trevor Winkworth caught up with June McLaughlin, the owner, recently for a chat, but first he met with one of Ireland's top go-kart racers about to head out for practice.
I'm in Midland Karting. I'm chatting to Kevin Shine. He's sitting in one of the go-karts that you can rent out here, but he has a little adventure coming up.
Yeah, I have been accepted to go represent Ireland in Bahrain for the Rotax Grand Finals, which is a 125 two-speed gearbox race go-kart.
Now, just explain for those who haven't a clue like me, the difference between a go-kart I might take out here for an afternoon and what you're in.
The one you take out here in the afternoon is generally just for the main public to come in. They'll always be safe at this speed that these rental carts give out. But the speeds that the race carts will be going at will be close to nearly 100 mile an hour.
And I presume you're going to be, you'll be racing, but obviously there's all the full safety.
Oh, full safety is full FIA, the organisation who's over the Formula 1, the GT3 cars as well, the Le Mans, all the rules are still in place.
And just to, like, where did you start this passion?
I started here when I think I was 6 or 7, here in Midland Karting. I got my first kart, Dad had a kart, and we just came down here on the weekends just to have a bit of fun. And then it kind of progressed from there. I got the loving for it, and I think I was 11 or 12. We decided we'd go racing then afterwards, and we entered into the Motorsport Ireland Minimax Championship, it was at the time. And from then onwards, it's just gone uphill, really. We've done the National Championship in pretty much all classes. We've also done some European rounds, when I was younger, and this year we went racing in the gearbox category up north.
So, you know, with Bahrain in mind, have you, you know, plans for the future? Is this a passion? Is it a profession?
Plans for the future, I'd say I just do as best I can, try and get as much help as I can, because it is one very expensive sport to be in. It's also great if to get sponsorship as well. It's also great, but it's also hard too, because some people's industries might not be in the actual karting industry, you know. But as driving perspective wise, it'll be always a dream to get a drive off some team that'd be paid for the year, so you're not always going into your own pocket. But it's a hopeful thing that you wish to achieve in your life, but sometimes these things just don't work out.
We'll see. And listen, tell me a little bit about the track here, because to me now, it looks very extensive.
Probably the best track in Ireland, fitness-wise. It's nice and tight. The racing here, even with Tom's son, Decky, when two of us go out in the track, it's always bumper to tail. It's really hard to pass. It's very good for fitness. So it is, and it's 100% smooth. They did a track layout change a few years back, which improved the track, I think. And it's a well maintained track.
I'm with June. I'm at Midland Karting, just outside Edgerstown. What I see is a fine setup. What looks to me like it's obviously a go kart racetrack, but June, tell me a little bit more about what people might expect when they come here.
We're here since June of 2000. We have a 1,000-metre asphalt track. We also do paintball, and we also do simulators, car simulators. We cater for hen parties, stag outings, birthday parties. Cater really from about ages of 11 upwards. The karting, there's a two options. There's a 15-minute option or a half-hour option. Most people go for the half-hour.
Now, I've already an image in my head of hens in go-karts.
Right, okay.
So explain a bit more, because it's worrying.
All right, well, then you can go it over. Well, we get all different types of groups. Like, we get with the company outings, we get just a group of people, friends, come after finishing colleges. We get football teams finish, come here after their season finishes, just to give them a day out or an outing, just to for their being good and being turning up for their practice and all that type of thing. You know, so it's varied, like it's...
And presumably you show them how to race a cart. They're not racing a cart, but they're simulating a race.
Yeah, well, when they come in here, first of all, they sign on in the computer system. And when they do that then and put in their email, all their individual times will go to their email. And they're shown a safety briefing on how to use the cart. They're given helmets, gloves, suits. And they're given a verbal briefing as well on how to use the cart when they go down below.
So presumably, apart from groups coming up here, you must also have various people who take this up as a regular, as a hobby.
There is, yeah. People would have started out like young in a cadet cart and then went on into Max's. They'd buy their own cart and they'd come here and practice here and go on into race or whatever. Or some people just use them as a hobby. Father-son bonding, father-daughter bonding.
Now, as I look around, I see lots of cups and what are very obviously a glassware that's been won at races.
Yes, we run a championship, our own championship here every year. It goes on from March until September. We do 12 rounds. So people that would own their own carts, like Rotax Max, would come here and take part. And at the end of it, then they get the glassware.
And are these from all over Longford, all over Ireland?
They're all over the country. They could come from Cork. We get them from Cork, Galway, Sligo, all over the country.
So Midland Karting is really well established on the racing side of things.
It would be, yes. Like, we'd be well known throughout the country. Like, as I say, we get them, even we get the colleges, like, would come here. All the different universities have come here in the past and have done karting here.
Other activities that you have here?
We also do paintball, but you have to be 15 upwards for the paintball. There's different game scenarios. There's three or four different game scenarios out there, so you could be 2 to 3 hours out there playing paintball.
Now, I presume you're not running around the track playing paintball.
Oh, God, no. You know, it's out in the forestry. It's off the track here.
Right.
It's out there in the forest end of it. It's out there in 30 acres of forestry.
And you mentioned car simulators.
Yes, we've also got car simulators for the...
Is this a bit like sitting in a simulator for a plane?
It is, yeah. It's the very same scenario. Some of the Hamilton and the likes of him would have actually maybe trained on some of these type things.
And you can hire these?
You can... Actually, a company can come here, or a group of people can come here, and they can all take part in the same race. You can actually join them onto the internet. So you could be sitting at home in your home, wherever you're from, and you could be racing against a guy in New York that would have one, or you could be racing against a guy out in America, in any part of the world. You could be all in the same race.
All right.
They can be interlinked, or they can be individual.
So a little bit like a bigger experience than just sitting at home on your PS4.
Exactly. Yes, and it's the very same as being in the actual race.
Now, we're on audio, so I can't show a picture of the simulator. It's a big machine.
It is, yes. You have three screens in front of you. It's like actually being in the cockpit of a car, or there's airplane simulation on them. There's Formula One simulation. There's rallying. You can pick your car, pick your track, and away you go.
June, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
So if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us or phone us to book karting, paintball or the simulators at info@actionsports.ie or Midland Karting, www.midlandkarting.com, or phone us on 087-274-8266. Landline 043-6671-308.
For a great day out.
For a good day out, a great day out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Visit Longford, Ireland's Hidden Gem podcast, brought to you by Longford Tourism, recorded by In Hand Guides.